Now we're going to read together the Word of God in John's Gospel, chapter 12. John chapter 12, and we'll commence to read at verse 25. John chapter 12 and verse 25. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said the thunder. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. We know the Lord will add his own blessing to the public reading of his precious word. In verse 32, the Lord Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This chapter introduces us to the final week of the Lord's public ministry. Jerusalem was bursting at the seams with the crowds which had gathered to observe the Passover feast. When news filtered through that the Lord was on his way to Jerusalem, the people took branches from the palm trees, went to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Those enthusiasts, they are convinced that the hour of the Lord's triumph has come. The Lord truly knows his hour has come, but it will be the very opposite to what this hand-waving crowd has in mind. Instead of being the hour of coronation, it will be the hour of our Lord's crucifixion. The Lord of glory, the only begotten of the Father, will be lifted up, not on a throne, but on the cross. The Lord makes this remarkable statement concerning his death. I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. and magnetism the cross has. As Matthew Henry says, while Christ lived, we read of thousands at a sermon miraculously kept. But after his death, we read of thousands at a sermon added to the church. Today, as we get to the cross and glory in its work, may you be drawn irresistibly to the Savior. As we think of the magnetism of the cross, first of all, we will look at the subject of this magnetism. The subject of it is Christ Himself. The Lord Jesus says, if I be lifted up. The context is the request of the Greeks who came to Jerusalem for the feast. They said to Philip in verse 21, they said, "Sirs, we would see Jesus," or more literally, "Jesus, we desire to see." The Greeks, of course, were noted for their learning. They had renowned philosophers among their ranks, men like Socrates and Aristotle. But these Greeks in Jerusalem, they are most dissatisfied with their worldly wisdom and knowledge. They recognize that it is all vain, empty, futile. They must see Jesus. There is much education today, but it is a learning process that has largely left out the wisdom of God. In our country, and I'm sure it's the same in Australia, there is an education system that enthrones man and dethrones God. There is a philosophy of education and the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, is not there. So these Greeks, they came with this quest in their hearts, we would see Jesus. And it is Christ Jesus that every fallen son and daughter of Adam's race needs to see. You do not need the denomination. You do not need the sacraments, but you need the Savior. Years ago, the Moravians, they sent missionaries to reach the people of Greenland with the gospel. And those missionaries concluded that the people of Greenland were so steeped in heathenism that it would be pointless to start by preaching Christ to them. And so they taught the people right and wrong. They set before them the rewards of the righteous and the punishment of the wicked, and the need of the forgiveness of sin. But all the while the cross was hidden from view. And while that was the case, there was no apparent fruit. Then one day a missionary read John 3 and verse 16 to the people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. One of the men asked for the verse to be read again. And he said, "Did the Son of God love and die for us together, the eunuch cried out, "Why did you not tell us that before?" Oh, the heart of men and women, it needs to hear the gospel. And Christ is its subject. And it's the purpose of our denomination. And it's the purpose of every preacher in our pulpit to uplift Christ, to set the Lord before the people, for He alone is the Savior of sinners. To Him shall the gathering of the people be. The subject of this magnetism. But look at the secret of this magnetism. The Lord spells it out, saying, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." What's the meaning of this phrase, "I, if I be lifted up from the earth"? Some maintain it's a reference to the resurrection of Christ. Others tell us that it points to our Lord's ascension, that He will be lifted up from earth to heaven. Praise the Lord, He has risen from the tomb, and He has ascended to the Father's right hand. That's not what our text is spelling out. Verse 33 clarifies the matter. This He said, signifying. Verse 32 signifies what death He should die. The Lord is speaking in our text of the death that He must die. He's speaking of His death on the cruel cross. And what kind of death did Jesus Christ die? Was it for crimes, misdemeanors of His own that He hung on that cruel Roman gibbet? No. He was the Holy One of God, harmless and undefiled. The Scriptures affirm that He knew no sin. The only explanation for His crucifixion lies in substitution, lies in the work of atonement. The only means to bring us to God is through Christ taking our place, suffering all the displeasure and the wrath due to us there on the cross. He died an atoning death for you. He died an atoning death. Oh, wondrous love, it was for you. He died an atoning death. The very heart of the gospel is the work, the sacrifice of the cross, the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God. Ephesians 1 and verse 7 speaks of our Lord and Savior when it says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace." Oh, wondrous love, to bleed and die. How marvelous, how wonderful that the Son of God should love a world of sinners so much as to die in their stead at Calvary. He died that we might live. He became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He suffered for our sins, that we might never suffer the wrath of God in have been drawn by the bands of Calvary love? Is it true that you have been to the cross? Oh, how can you stay away with Christ? I will not have this man to reign over me. Thirdly, we see in this text the scope of this magnetism. Who will be drawn to the Savior? Jesus said, I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And you will note in this text that the word men is in italics. It's not in the original. It's inserted by the translators to make the sense of the text. So is the verse saying that all will be converted? Is the verse saying that all will be buried in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life? Remember the context. Keep in mind the Greeks who wanted to see Jesus. Till this point in time, the Lord had only spoken to the Jews. But now the barrier between Jew and Gentile is going to be removed, broken down. Jew and Gentile may come to the Lord. Red and yellow, black and white, high and low, rich and poor, may come as sinners to Jesus. Those from every tribe and nation may come. There are no restrictions with the gospel. It's to be taken into all the world. Disciples are to be made of all nations. The gospel is to be preached to the ends of the earth. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 declares, God will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth and the understanding of the phrase, all men, is all classes and creeds of men. God will have such to come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. There is only one gospel, one Savior. Christ is the Savior of the whosoever. Lazarus, the man who sat begging at the gate of the rich man, the day came when he was drawn to Christ. When he became a Christian, and when his life on earth closed, the Bible tells us that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, into heaven. Then there's Zacchaeus, that notable sinner, the chief among the tax collectors in Jericho. Infamous for extorting unjustly from its society. And the day came when Zacchaeus was drawn irresistibly to Christ and was saved. We think of Nicodemus. He was that religious man, the teacher and instructor of others in the law of God. The day came when he was drawn, and when he sought the Lord and was born again. Today you ask, can I be saved? Can my spiritual need be met by Christ? I'm sinking in my sin, I'm lost, I'm far from God. Christ saves to the uttermost. Oh, And finally, we think of the strength of this magnetism. And the strength of it is seen in its effectiveness. The word draw is a striking one. It is first found in John 6 and the verse 24, where the Lord says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. All the gospel to the natural heart is alien. It is foreign. Such is the enmity of the natural heart. It will not of itself seek the Lord. But such is the power of salvation that the soul is effectually drawn to Christ. This is witnessed in the life of the dying thief. Think of him. He is there at the side of our Lord Jesus at Calvary. And justice is being done. He was a transgressor of the law of God. A vile sinner. He joined the mocking, the reviling crowd, and he cast the same as the crowd in the face of Christ. Then the dying thief, he saw the Son of God lifted up on the cross. And he was drawn. And he cried out, "Lord, remember me! Lord, save me!" And in an instant, he was saved. He passed through death, there at the side of Christ, to heaven, to be with the Lord. We remember the centurion, the man who gave the orders to the soldiers to crucify the Lord as he watched him die on the cross. He was drawn. That man, so hardened and coarsened by sin, was converted. He openly confessed that Christ was the Son of God. Every saved sinner makes this confession. He drew me, and I called on, charmed to confess the voice divine. Today, you are being drawn. You're hearing of Christ, of his dying love, of his blood shed for many, for the remission, the forgiveness of sin. And you're being drawn. God hath said, "My spirit shall not always fight with man." Oh, do not kick against the pricks of the Spirit of God. And the strength of this magnetism is seen in the end of it, "Drawn unto me, I will draw all men unto me." You're being drawn to the side of Christ, to the one who alone can pardon your sin and wash your heart from all its iniquity in his own blood. Oh, that today you would say to me, "O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Come now. Not tomorrow, not next week, for now is the accepted time The Lord Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, that you would truly know what it is to be brought to Christ, to trust in his redeeming blood, and to know with glad assurance that it's well with your soul. And I, if I be lifted up,